Welcome back to Pit Pass Network, everyone. Today, joining me here for an interview is Leyland Honeyman Jr. Leyland, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and what got you interested in the sport of NASCAR.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm a 17-year-old race car driver. I've pretty much gone through everything when it comes to racing: go-karts, bandoleros, legend cars, trophy karts, late models, limit, like everything. ARCA cars, truck series. I started out in trophy karts when I was about 4 years old, and moved my way up to go-karts about when I was about eight. And then ran go-karts for a while and moved out to North Carolina. I'm originally from Arizona, so I moved to North Carolina when I was 10 years old and started coming out to GoPro in 2013, and finally made the move in 2015 and to pursue the racing, the whole racing deal in Mooresville, North Carolina, Race City, USA. And we when we made the move, I started like getting introduced to like bandoleros, and so we started running bandolero stuff. And then it was more the oval route or the road course route, you know. So we kind of leaned more towards the oval route, and so we kind of got out of go-karts about a year later after running bandoleros and started running more and more and more. And finally, in 2017, I started in 2015 and beginner bandoleros. In 2017, I finally had my whole first season, first full season in bandoleros, bandits, and won the national championship in that. And moved my after that in 2018, I moved my way up to legend cars, and I started racing legend cars for about 4 months, and then NASCAR changed their age limit on their late model program, and we went late model racing for a little bit, limited late model racing. And so I was about 13 running a limited late model around Hickory, which was pretty fun. And I ran about eight races, and then the next year we rebuilt the car and built it ground up. And we started running some late model stock stuff around Hickory, Cars Tour. I think we ran two Cars Tour races and a couple of Hickory races, not much in 2019. And then 2020, you know, the whole COVID-19 happened, and so we took a break from everything. And 2021, we came back and did some Carolina Pro late model stuff, and got into the straight rail cars and with Lee Folk Racing, and we did the Carolina Pro Late Model Series. Ended up second in points, one win, and then 2022, here we are. I moved up to the ARCA Menards E Series with Young's Motorsports, and we have done seven races this year, and ended up third in points. One pole, by the way, too.
One pull, but most of these finishes here, I've got them up. Yeah, the
Yeah.
worst race was the last one. I mean, way to end on a low note there.
Yeah, we had a electrical issue throughout practice, qualifying, and practice. We were decent in practice, and then qualifying came around, and I couldn't make a qualifying effort, and so had to start at the back. And
Bristol doesn't look like a good place for you here, man. You've got good finishes everywhere except your three races at Bristol.
Yeah, two races at Bristol. The ARCA race and the truck race. But yeah, I mean, we did the truck race there. It was a good experience just to run around, log laps. We had some damage early on in the truck race, so
Can I just say, I feel bad for you having run that truck race because that might have been the worst truck race that I've ever seen at Bristol in my lifetime.
yeah, it was a weird race overall. It was so hard to pass. I feel like everyone that night was struggling, you know, to pass. But it's definitely the hardest place to start a truck race out on. So I'm really thankful for the experience though, to, you know, run a truck race for Young's Motorsports. So it was a great opportunity for me, and you know, I took it. So just learn from it and move on, you know.
What are your plans for next year? Are you going back to the ARCA series? You move into trucks full time? Do you not know yet?
I don't know 100% right now. You know, I know a little bit, but I'm still trying to work through some things. A lot of things are moving fast this year, and a lot of things have happened already, and which is from last year, nothing's happened like this before. So, we've been trying to, you know, talk and make our rounds and find a place that we feel comfortable at, and we know we're gonna have some solid finishes and be running good, you know. So that's what we've been working on, and just trying to get that done for next year. So, yeah.
Now, what one thing you mentioned here before this interview started is you just got back from Florida. Are you going back to Florida this next week too?
Yeah, I'm racing the Snowflake, so I will be back Wednesday in Pensacola for the Snowflake. So, we race Saturday and then qualify Saturday as well. So we got 2 full days of practice, and I just tested on this past Saturday and a little bit on Sunday.
So what do you think? You guys are gonna have a good shot to win. I actually had the opportunity to interview yesterday someone else who's going down to run the Snowflake, Evan Shuko something. You might know him.
I've never heard of him. I mean, I might have. I don't know. I have to look at his name, but yeah, I think we have a good shot. I mean, we ran really well and we were really fast, so you know, logged a lot of laps. I ran the ARCA car there, qualified on pole, finished second. I feel like we did really well there in the ARCA car, which the ARCA car kind of runs similar to like a late model stock. So, it's really heavy with a lot of horsepower. So it's very different from a pro late model car. With the pro late, you want to carry as much speed as possible. So, in the ARCA car, it's really get it slow down, let it turn, and still have some of that roll speed, you know. So, going there in a pro late model was kind of a struggle for me at first. Just changing up the line, running something different. And I haven't been in a pro late car in a year. So running Saturday was really awesome to be back in the car. So I'm really blessed to have that opportunity.
So moving from the ARCA car, like you said, you ran the ARCA E series and whatnot to the truck. What are some big differences in the ARCA car and the truck? Because I've heard people who have went from truck to Xfinity say the truck is just so aero dependent and it's so like just throttle driven. You know, there's a ton of downforce and whatnot. So what is it like coming from an ARCA car to a truck?
So from the ARCA car is like more, I don't know. It's the truck. I feel like it's more, you gotta have the faith in your truck just to slam the throttle and get going, and just stick it, you know. And the trucks will stick, but it's just like it drives so much different than anything else like I've ever drove. It kind of feels like a pro late model in a sort, but when you're driving those trucks, the rear of the truck, it just feels so much different when you're like going into the corner. So from what I've noticed this past weekend to what I've learned at Bristol and putting two and two together, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't mind the truck. I think it's cool, but you know, people say that, hey, you should skip the truck series and just go straight to Xfinity. You should just run a little bit of more ARCA and do some part-time Xfinity races. You should just run, like, it's all over the place. But at the same time, I'm trying to figure out what's best for me, what I should do. Should I step in another truck race again? As you can see, like Ty Gibbs, he ran, no, he hasn't ran a truck race. You know, he didn't need to. He's really good in the ARCA stuff, and the ARCA car is a Xfinity car, so drives a little bit different, you know. So at that point, it's like, what do you do? And That's what I'm trying to figure out right now, and I don't want to make the wrong choice just because I'm young still. So I mean, everybody in Xfinity, there's not a lot of 18-year-olds in Xfinity. So I'll be 18 in February, and I don't want to move up to Xfinity and be like, all right, here we are, and not run as good, you know what I mean? So for me, it's like making the right choice. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and like you said, it's, what to do, where to go as far as the trucks, the Xfinity car, the, one good thing the trucks have going for them, and I'm sure this is something that you are kind of laying out there and thinking about is, every race is televised and national, and you'll be at the same track as the Cup guys a lot of times and getting to have people see you, but at the same time, I just don't know. As a fan, not even somebody in the industry, as a fan, I don't know what people are learning in the trucks with the way the Cup and the Xfinity cars are right now. I don't even know if there's much to learn in an Xfinity car for a Cup car, but lot of these guys that do well on trucks, it doesn't seem to translate to anything else. You look at a guy like Matt Crafton, who's had opportunities in Xfinity. He's ran a Cup car a couple times, and it's not really went well. Found his home in the Truck Series, and he's made a career out of it. But I just don't know, and I'm sure that's something that you've thought about too. Do you see a whole lot of benefit to running a truck?
No, I don't. If anything, it's just extra seat time. That's what I kind of look at it as, and just to fill some holes with the with say you raced a couple Xfinity races and you raced some ARCA races. Say that's what I do next year, for example, and I race 5 Xfinity races and I race 10 ARCA races, and that fills my budget and doesn't fill my budget all the way, but I have a couple extra pennies to spend over in a truck deal. Saying I don't want to go run some late model stuff and I don't want to race some more ARCA races. I want to race and put my feet in the truck stuff. So I go run a truck program for a little bit, probably say four, two, two, 2 to 4 races. Not much, but I don't think it's bad when you're running a part-time deal like under five, but I feel like once you keep going and more in the truck series, I feel like it doesn't benefit you as well as it will an Xfinity car, just because an Xfinity car you have a better step and opportunity to say get in a Cup car, for example, you know what I mean? So you have more of an opportunity in Xfinity than you do Cup, but at the same time, you better be running good in Xfinity to get that opportunity in Cup. But I'm not saying it's going to happen. That's just throwing it out there. But yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, I think there are benefits to running a truck. Like you could run a road course, right? And learn a lot of things. But I don't think running the traditional mile and a half is going to do a lot for you.
I mean, yeah, it might not. I mean, I guess the short track stuff is probably your best bet, to be honest with you, but I haven't ran a mile and a half, so I couldn't tell you. I guess we'll have to go out there and see.
So the goal obviously is to get the Cup, right?
Correct.
Are you talking to some development programs here? You're trying to talk to Toyota, you're trying to talk to Chevrolet, they're getting a new ordeal, because we have seen, I don't want to be all negative about the trucks. We have seen some people go through the KBM program who've done great in trucks, moved up after a year, and they've made careers out of it. You look at a guy like Eric Jones, William Byron. There's been For every, non-success story of people who just stuck around in trucks, there are success stories for people who've done it and who've had that pipeline. So I don't want to be
Most of
totally
them have
negative.
came out of what team though? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, but KBM, yeah, I agree.
You're either in or you're either out. So I don't know. That's the way I look at it. If you have money to spend and you don't have to worry about it and you can just do it, then do the truck series. You know what I mean? Or don't. And if you're young and that's what you're trying to do, like do the truck series, and You can't run Xfinity yet. You're not 18. Go run the part-time truck series deal. If you have money and you don't, or if you don't have money and you're kind of limited, I don't want to. I suggest not to, just because they're kind of similar in price. They're not far off. So just go run an Xfinity deal. But that's that. I don't know. I've kind of been thinking about it. So I guess we'll see.
And it's not like the late models have been bad for you, right? They look like you've ran pretty good on the, would you be open to going back to ARCA again? It looks like you ran pretty good there.
Yeah, I've looked at it. It's just, it's so hard running against the bigger teams, and when you have a cup team in ARCA, and it's so hard. And it's like, do you go out there and spend all this money to go race for second, or do you, what do you do? It's so hard nowadays, and you just don't know what to do, and I'm kind of in that bind right now. So, I think we're looking at some super late model stuff. So maybe we'll go run a super late model deal next year, and why not?
Yeah, and there's a lot of, you seem pretty good, and I see that you won, a championship here in the Carolina, or there in the Carolina Pro Late Models. I am not in Carolina. And like I said, you
I
did
took second in the Carolina Pro Deal.
you took second.
Correct, in the championship.
I got some bad information I'm looking at here. Then it says that you won it in 2021.
Is that through Racing America?
I actually have your Wikipedia up. That's what I'm looking at right here.
Is it?
Yeah, it says you won it.
Huh. I did not win the championship.
Man, I am full of bad information.
I
Wikipedia is
think
not to be trusted.
I didn't win it. But what was I gonna say? You know how many points I was off? I was like 2 points off from winning the championship, which really sucked. But I think Racing America put it out there too that I won it. So I don't know where they got their information from.
Maybe the other guy got DQ. Did you ever get the money?
Never even got the shot or the text saying, hey, you won it. I went to the banquet.
Well, that information is terrible then. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with going back running the late model stuff, running, you said you're running the Snowflake, and you got to do what you got to do to be successful. You ran any dirt?
Yeah, that's what I started off on in the trophy cart stuff, which it's like a it's what Haley Deegan started out on. So Haley Deegan, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, I used to race against all them when I was younger. So
What about recently, since you got up here into heavier colors?
I raced a dirt race out at Millbridge once when I was like 10 years old in a box stock, but that's about it.
So you haven't had a chance to run like the ARCA dirt race that they do or anything like that?
Correct.
I've heard that that's a great time. I've not been there, but
Yeah, I know it's seems like fun, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to see, you know.
I live right down the road from Eldora, and it's great up there, so.
Heck yeah. That sounds like a blast, you know.
Yeah, a lot of the big guys come out and run. Like Schrader is out there all the time. And
Yeah.
when the NASCAR boys were coming in, we went up to watch some of the truck stuff, and that was, tell you what, after going to races for all these years, and then you go and you watch them take a truck. A NASCAR vehicle, put it on dirt. It's just amazing. And it's amazing how not sideways they get them. Like they don't get as sideways as some of the other stuff, like the World of
They run them
Outlaws and
in
the late models.
straight, don't they?
Yeah, they run them pretty straight. Like it's just like they pack that dirt so hard and they wear it away through 5 minutes of practice with all of them out there. It ends up looking like kind of like a pavement race that's just got some dirt.
Yeah, no, it is, but I mean it's crazy how they do it. I think
Yeah.
Todd won it. No, Todd, what race did Todd win? Todd Gilliland?
Man, I don't know. He's won a few. I believe,
This
hasn't he?
year he ran, he won one race. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know people up here are pretty disappointed that they've taken that to Bristol, and it seems like the NASCAR fan base overall is disappointed in the way Bristol has went with dirt.
I don't even know. I didn't even really watch that race, so I don't know. Wasn't really into it, so.
Bristol was kind of a dud last year. Dirt, concrete, it neither racing, none of the racing was that great.
Yeah.
But the short track package here in the Cup cars obviously is, I mean, you have to know a little bit about that with the package and seeing some of the stuff on TV just like we do. You know, it's
Yeah.
they got to go to work on that, get that fixed up.
You?
So how
No, excuse
important
me.
is
Excuse me.
aerodynamics in a late model?
It's not really that important, to be honest with you. It's you run it, it's short track stuff, and I don't know. I guess when you get to Milwaukee, you might get a little aero tight or something. I don't know. I've never really ran or had an issue with that. I don't know how it works, but with how the body layout is, I haven't done enough research on that, so I couldn't tell you. From what I know now, running at these little half mile tracks, I don't think it's that important at all.
Yeah, I was just curious because I watched some of these late model races and some of these guys just beat the cars up. And it's like, I don't know how that doesn't affect them. But yeah, they do great. We got a guy that down the road, Brandon Oakley, and he beats his car around a little bit and doesn't seem to lose any pace.
Yeah, I mean, I've ran a late model with a fully torn off door, the whole bumper, both fenders, quarter panel ripped off, like the whole right side was ripped off the car, and I still finished fourth, I think, out of like 30 cars, so.
So the snowflake's coming up next week, right? We're going to circle back here and end on this. What night and how can people watch the snowflake next week?
I assume it's probably on Racing America. I don't know. Shoot, I don't know. I haven't really checked that out yet.
Am doing a quick search right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find as well. I do believe it is on Racing America. I think it always has been.
Yeah, it looks like Racing America. It's on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, they got the Snowball Derby.
Snowflake Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like on Racing America, you can buy just the Saturday show for $30. You can buy just a Sunday show for the Snowball Derby for 50 and a weekend pass for $75. And that's,
Yeah.
like you said, racingamerica.com. And you said you got a pretty good car. You looking good down there?
Yeah, I'm racing for Jet Motorsports, and we went down there this weekend, and they prepped me a good car, and that was my I stepped out of the airport, and met Pat and everybody and the whole crew, and really nice people. I love work. It was a great experience. Travis Braden was down there helping me this weekend, and he'll be down there for next weekend as well. So I'm really excited for that. And we're all really confident. We had really good race pace. So we're really excited and confident in what we have for next week.
Yeah, and who do you think is the guy that you're gonna have to beat to win the thing next week? Who's your pick? If you have to make a
Probably
pass with five to go, who's it gonna be?
Derek Thorne. He's a badass. I've been watching him all my life. So he's a really good late model racer. He knows what he's doing. He's really smart when it comes to these cars, and he can build one ground up from the tubes and everything. So I think he's going to be the one to be. Like I said, he last year he led every single lap, so I'm not too I don't know. It's going to be really hard, but I think him and Jake Garcia was really good last year as well. I mean, he ran second and third most of the race, so he's going to be pretty tough to beat.
You gonna be willing to give him a bumper?
I haven't normally really raced like that. If someone's passed me, I've always like kind of crossed them over, so can't let them know my next move though, so
Well, all right, man. Before we let you go, everybody who joins us, we donate to a charity of their choice. Do you have a charity that you want to highlight here today before we jump out of here?
I don't. What's your favorite charity?